Hare Krishna. So from today the World Holy Name Week has begun. So today will be sound bahut zyada hai. Sound is very loud. Kal kar sakte. Hare Krishna. So we'll be speaking today about the glories of the Holy Name. So no words could be written there, but let's chant the verse Hare Nam, because everybody knows that verse. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद सो दिस फेमस वर्ड्स विच वी ऑल नो हरे नाम हरे नाम हरे नाम एव केवलम सो दिस अपीयर्स इन द आदि लीला 7 चैप्टर You can all chant this verse. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nameva Kevalam, Kalau Nasti, Eva Nasti, Eva Nasti, Eva Gatiranyatha. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nameva Kevalam. कलौ नास्ति एव नास्ति एव नास्ति एव गतिरन्यथा हरे नाम हरे नाम हरे नामेव केवलम् कलौ नास्ति एव नास्ति एव नास्ति एव गतिरन्यथा If you can please chant Hare Nam. Yeah, this is Adi Lila 7.76.
76?
Yeah.
Hare Nam, Hare Nam.
Hare Nam, Hare Nam.
Hare Nam Eva Kevalam.
Hare Nam Eva Kevalam.
Kalau Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Eva.
Kalau Nasti Eva Nasti Eva. Nasti Eva Gatiranyatha. हरे नाम हरे नाम हरे नामेव केवलम् कलौ नास्ति नास्त्येव नास्त्येव गतिरन्यथा एनीबडी एल्स माताजी ओके वर्ड बाय वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन हरे नाम द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड Hare Nama, the holy name of the Lord. Hare Nama, the holy name of the Lord. Eva, certainly. Kevalam, only. Kalau, in this age of Kali. Naasti, there is none. Eva, certainly. Naasti, there is none. Eva, certainly. Naasti, there is none. Eva, certainly. Gatihi, progress. Anyatha, otherwise. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Śrīla Bhaktivedānta Swāmī Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. For spiritual progress in this age of Kali, there is no alternative, there is no alternative, there is no alternative to the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. Can you repeat? For spiritual progress in this age of Kali,
there is no alternative.
There is no alternative.
There is no alternative
to the holy name. The holy name.
The holy name
of the Lord. Purport. For progress in spiritual life, the Shastras recommend meditation in Satya Yoga,
sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Lord Vishnu in Treta Yuga, and gorgeous worship of the Lord in the temple in Dwapar Yuga. But in the age of Kali, one can achieve spiritual progress only by chanting the holy name of the Lord. This is confirmed in various scriptures. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many references to this fact. In the 12th canto, 3rd chapter, 51st verse, it is said, Kale dosha nidhe rajan yasti he ko mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangah param brajet. In the age of Kali, there are many faults, for people are subjected to many miserable conditions. Yet in this age, there is one great benediction. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can be freed from all material contamination and thus be elevated to the spiritual world. The Narada Pancharatra also praises the Hare Krishna Mahamantra as follows. Trayo Veda Sad Angani Chandamsi Vivida Suraha Sarvam Ashtaksharanta Stham Yat Chanyat Api Vanmayam Sarva Vedanta Sarartha Samsara Varna Taranaha. The essence of all Vedic knowledge, comprehending the three kinds of Vedic activity, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda and Upasana Kanda, the Chandas or Vedic hymns, and the processes for satisfying the demigods, is included in the eight syllables of Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
This is the reality of all Vedanta. The chanting of the holy name is the only means to cross the ocean of nescience. Similarly, the Kali Santarna Upanishad states, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These 16 names composed of 32 syllables are the only means to counteract the evil effects of Kali Yuga. In all the Vedas, it is seen that to cross the ocean of nescience, there is no alternative to the chanting of the holy name. Similarly, Sri Madhvacharya, while commenting upon Mundaka Upanishad, has quoted the following verse from the Narayan Samhita. Dvaparyarjane Vishnu Pancharatre Stu Kevalai Kalautu Nama Matrena Pujyate Bhagavan Hari. In Dwapar Yuga, one could satisfy Krishna or Vishnu only by worshipping him gorgeously according to the Pancharatrika system. But in the age of Kali, one can satisfy and worship the Supreme Personality of God at Hari simply by chanting the holy name. In the Bhakti Sandarbha, text 284, Srila Jiva Goswami strongly emphasizes the chanting of the holy name of the Lord as follows. It's a long Sanskrit. Nanu Bhagavan Namatmaka Eva Mantraha Tatra Visheshena Nama. So it's a big paragraph in Sanskrit. I'm just skipping that. Srila Jiva Goswami states that the substance of all the Vedic mantras is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Every mantra begins with the prefix Namo Om and eventually addresses by name the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the supreme will of the Lord, there is a specific potency in each and every mantra chanted by great sages like Narada Muni and other rishis. Chanting the holy name of the Lord immediately renovates the transcendental relationship of the living being with the Supreme Lord. To chant the holy name of the Lord, one need not depend upon other paraphernalia, for one can immediately get all the desired results of linking with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It may therefore be questioned why there is necessity for initiation of further spiritual activities in devotional service for one who engages in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The answer is that although it is correct that one who fully engages in chanting the holy name need not depend upon the process of initiation, generally a devotee is addicted to many abominable material habits due to material contamination from his previous life. In order to get quick relief from all these contaminations, it is required that one engage in the worship of the Lord in the temple. The worship of the deity in the temple is essential to reduce one's restlessness due to the contamination of conditioned life. Thus, Narada in his Pancharatriki Vidhi and other great sages have sometimes stressed that since every conditioned soul has a bodily concept of life aimed at sense enjoyment, to restrict this sense enjoyment, the rules and regulations for worshipping the deity in the temple are essential. Srila Rupa Goswami has described that the holy name of the Lord can be chanted by liberated souls, but almost all the souls we have to initiate are conditioned. It is advised that one chant the holy name of the Lord without offenses and according to the regulative principles, yet due to their past bad habits, they violate these rules and regulations. Thus, the regulative principle of worship of the deity are also simultaneously essential.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyat Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So the glories of the holy name is unlimited, are unlimited, because one can go on discussing the glories of holy name for a long, long time. So today, for some time, I'll make a humble attempt to glorify the importance of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and the glories of holy name. But before that, I want to begin with Arshla Prabhupada's unique contribution, that this holy name that you're able to chant today is all because the causeless divine mercy of His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, this system has started of World Holy Name Week, because 17th September 1965 is a special day. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada landed in US. He reached the shores of Boston that day, 17th September 1965. So Srila Prabhupada carried this holy name and went to the shores of US, and then eventually He garlanded the entire world with this garland of the holy name. So therefore, this day is very special for all of us, very historic day. So Srila Prabhupada landed in US on that day. And of course, the Prabhupada sannyas, they also be celebrated earlier. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also had sent many disciples to West. Right? You know, Bon Maharaj, we have this college right in front of us. And some other sannyasis had also gone to West. But why they didn't succeed? Why Srila Prabhupada only succeeded? So once I read in a book by Bhakti Charu Maharaj, recently he released that book about his interaction with Srila Prabhupada. Karuna Sindhu? Yeah, I think the name of the book is Karuna Sindhu. Ocean of Mercy. Yeah. So in that I read the pastime. I have heard it before also. So once in Srila Prabhupada's house, Srila Prabhupada was lying in his bed in his final days. And Shishi Gaur Nithai Ki Jai, Shishi Krishna Balram Ki Jai, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada was lying on his bed in his quarters, Srila Prabhupada house. We are so fortunate that we have this Prabhupada house, which is so well maintained by devotees. And we should take advantage of going there. It's a very, very special place. Srila Prabhupada stayed there, left his body there and entered into the spiritual world. So in that very same room, Srila Prabhupada was lying on the bed, and Srila Prabhupada's god brothers used to come to see him. So once two, three god brothers were sitting, and Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji, who was one very dear god brother of Srila Prabhupada, So he also came to see, and there were some others like Mon Maharaj and some other god brothers. So suddenly Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he told to his god brothers that many of you or many of us had also gone before to the Western countries. But why only Swami Maharaj? Why only Srila Prabhupada? Why he could preach the holy name to the entire world? So some devotee started saying something, and then but Akinchan Das Babaji said that I'll tell you the secret why. So he told that when Srila Prabhupada was taking sannyas in Keshav Gaudiya Math in Mathura, so that time Akinchan Das Babaji, Krishnadas Babaji was also there. And he was saying that he was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because this Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji was always chanting the Mahamantra. Always. Whenever you should greet somebody, you should say Hare Krishna. Just all the time, maximum time, he was just simply smiling and chanting Hare Krishna. So you had deep attachment for the holy name. Okay, no problem. Some electrical problem. Low voltage actually. Leave it, leave. I think there's some power problem. You see, the fans also are running slow. Able to hear me? Can continue. So Akinchan Das Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj said that when this sannyas ceremony of Srila Prabhupada was taking place, he was doing kirtan, and the Purohit who was doing yajna, he was chanting some other mantras. So he asked him to slow down. He said, "Keep quiet. You know, I am chanting these mantras." So Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he just slowed down his voice. But then Srila Prabhupada, he is secretly telling him, no, chant loudly, chant loudly. So he said, from this incident I could understand that he will be successful because he has so much staunch faith in the holy names of the Lord. He knows that all these yajnas and all, that is not so important. In this age, what is more important is chanting of the holy names. So that day I could see the faith that Swami Maharaj has on this holy name. And I could predict that he'll be surely successful. So this is what is the secret. That Srila Prabhupada, he became successful because of his unflinching faith in the holy names of the Lord. And that is what he did. The moment he reached America, he got some, wherever he got opportunity, he just chanted the Mahamantra. He did kirtan, right? What did he do in Tompkins Square Park? He just chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is a voltage problem. So, and that time, you know, sometimes I think about it, like we have no sound system now, it's so difficult. When Prabhupada chanted in the Tompkins Square Park, was there any sound system? No sound system, right? At this age, imagine, at the age of 70 years, without any sound system, fortunately now, is it back? Anyway, so no sound system, and he just had a small drum with him, right? Not even a proper mridanga, a small drum, and he was chanting on that drum, and he was chanting for many, many hours this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The same melody, same tune. You know, sometimes you're very attached to fancy tunes, changing the tunes in every 1 minute, 2 minute. So Prabhupada just took one tune. What was that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, just this one tune, and he was chanting for hours together, sitting in a park. And then gradually, Brahmanand Prabhu and others, they joined and started dancing also. So this is the way that he founded this Hare Krishna movement. Right? We can see Srila Prabhupada's staunch faith in chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Right? And interestingly, in 1966, when ISKCON was very new, when nobody knew about philosophy also so much, but this album was released, you know, Hare Krishna album. First time in the history of the world, somebody recorded Hare Krishna Mahamantra, an album was produced. And Srila Prabhupada gave a purport to that. I'm sure some of you must have heard that purport also, right? In that purport, Srila Prabhupada says, yeah, very famous. The chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is a sublime method for reviving our Krishna consciousness. So what a strong, powerful line, right? Just one line itself. What he says, what is this Mahamantra? Is a sublime method for reviving our Krishna consciousness. As living spiritual souls, we are all originally Krishna conscious entities, but due to our association with matter, since time immemorial, our consciousness is now polluted by material atmosphere. In this polluted concept of life, we are all trying to exploit the resources of material nature, but actually, we are becoming more and more entangled in our complexities. And he goes on. He says, Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind. This consciousness is the original energy of the living entity. Then he says, this chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is directly enacted from the spiritual platform, surpassing all lower states of consciousness, namely sensual, mental and intellectual. There is no need of understanding the language of the mantra, nor is there any need of mental speculation, nor any intellectual adjustment for chanting this Mahamantra. It springs automatically from the spiritual platform, and as such, anyone can take part in this transcendental sound vibration without any previous qualification and dance in ecstasy. We have seen it practically. Even a child can take part in the chanting, or even a dog can take part in it. The chanting should be heard, however, from the lips of a pure devotee of the Lord, so that immediate effect can be achieved. As far as possible, chanting from the lips of a non-devotee should be avoided, as much as milk touched by the lips of a servant causes poisonous effect. The word Hara is a form of addressing the energy of the Lord. Both Krishna and Rama are forms of addressing directly the Lord, and they mean the highest pleasure eternal. Hara is a supreme pleasure potency of the Lord. This potency, when addressed as Hare, helps us in reaching the Supreme Lord. And then last, I'll just read last few lines. The three words, namely Hara, Krishna and Rama, are transcendental seeds of the Mahamantra. And the chanting is a spiritual call for the Lord and His internal energy Hara, for giving protection to the conditioned soul. The chanting is exactly like a genuine cry by the child for the mother. Mother Hara helps in achieving the grace of the Supreme Father Hari or Krishna, and the Lord reveals Himself to such a sincere devotee. No other means, therefore, of spiritual realization is as effective in this age as chanting the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I'm sure all of you must have heard this. If you have not, please hear. I still remember the first time I heard it. It's only 4-5 minutes. Srila Prabhupada's purport on Mahamantra is so deep, so powerful. Imagine in 1966, when nobody knew about Krishna, everything, people were so new. But Prabhupada gave such a deep and beautiful explanation of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He said there are three words, Hare, Krishna and Rama. So he said Hare means Hara, which is energy of the Lord. He didn't mention directly name of Radharani, because people would get more confused, but he said energy of the Lord, and we all know that is Srimati Radharani. So you can see that Srila Prabhupada explained fully this short purport, the deep import of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And he gives the famous example of child crying for the mother. He said just like a child cries helplessly for the mother, by this Hare Krishna Mahamantra we are crying for the mercy of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, right? Addressing Srimati Radharani is Hare to help us to reach Krishna, to get service of Krishna. That is what Srila Prabhupada explains here. So the point I wanted to make is that from here, from this purport, is very clear that how Srila Prabhupada was specially empowered to give to this whole world this highest gift of the holy name of the Lord, and with this deep meaning. See, there is Hare Krishna Mahamantra, otherwise also in India, people knew about it, right? Some people, this is a popular mantra, but there's a difference. What is the difference? That if we simply chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra without proper understanding, then that Mahamantra will only give us liberation. This is a very little important point I'm trying to make here is that if we just chant the holy name of the Lord, it will have effect. It will take us only up to the point of liberation. But when we chant the holy name of the Lord with this understanding, as Srila Prabhupada is explaining the purport, as explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, then the holy name of the Lord will give us Krishna Prem, which is the actual purpose of the holy name. Liberation is just a side effect. When this famous conversation was taking place, when Haridas Thakur, in the assembly of Hiranya Mazumdar and Gordhan Mazumdar, the father and uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami, there was a seminar on holy name. Just like we are discussing the glories of holy name, the different speakers, speaking on the glories of holy name. So when Haridas Thakur's turn came, so he told that liberation is just byproduct of chanting holy name. Just by a glimpse of holy name, one can get liberation, nama bhas. Just like before the sun rises, you know, we have twilight, you know. What is it called?
Twilight.
Yeah, twilight. Even before the sun rises, the darkness is removed. So similarly, just by a little glimpse of the holy name, one can get liberation. And he told that the real actual purpose of Mahamantra or chanting holy name is to give us Krishna Prem, to engage us in the service of Krishna. And then there was one Gopal Chakravarti, when he heard that, he became so offensive. He said, what are you speaking? You know, for sages have to meditate for thousands of years and even they can't get liberation, and you are saying just by the glimpse of holy name one can get liberation. And then this Hiranya Mazumdar, Govardhan Mazumdar, they got very angry, very upset with him. Actually, he was their employee. So they immediately fired him from the job. And he said, get out from here, you offended such a great saint as Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur, he was not offended. He said, anyway, he's an ignorant person, he doesn't know. But soon after, what happened? That smart, handsome Gopal Chakravarti, his nose melted away in leprosy. And he was in terrible condition because he offended Haridas Thakur. So here Haridas Thakur is making very important point. We should all know this point, that liberation is just a side effect of chanting holy name. Just like sometimes when we go to purchase something in the market, we get something free, you know. We purchase, for example, something in the market. Let's say we purchase a washing machine and we may get a toothpaste as a free product. So it's not that we are paying 20,000 rupees to get a toothpaste, right? It's just a byproduct of purchasing that big thing. Similarly, when we are chanting the Mahamantra, the actual purpose is to revive our dormant love for Krishna. And liberation is just a side effect, right? So the verse that we read today, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam Eva Kevalam, this actually appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita in a very beautiful pastime. This is a pastime where Mahaprabhu delivers Prakashananda Saraswati. This appears in the Adi Leela, chapter 7. So, we all know this pastime, that how Mahaprabhu, when he went for his tour to Vrindavan, so while coming back, he stopped in Allahabad and then he stopped at Banaras. And at Varanasi or Banaras, it was very famous for Mayavadi sannyasis. Even now, you know, it's famous for Mayavadi sannyasis. And there was a great sannyasi by the name Prakashananda Saraswati, and he was very offensive of Lord Chaitanya because Mahaprabhu was dancing in Banaras and he made everybody chant and dance. So he was very offensive. He said, what is this? He's a sannyasi, he's in our sampradaya, and he's just doing this sentimental thing. He's not studying Vedanta, he's just chanting and dancing. But Mahaprabhu just ignored him. But then the followers of Mahaprabhu, like Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Gupta and others, they're very much pained at heart. They said that they are offending you so much. My dear Lord, we can't tolerate this. Please deliver these fools. So then finally, somehow an arrangement was made and Mahaprabhu came to the assembly of these Prakashananda Saraswati and his many, many sannyasi disciples. So there, when Mahaprabhu came, what he did? He sat down at a place where people washed their feet. So you see how Mahaprabhu he exhibited the symptom of humility. Right? He's teaching us by his example that how we can win people's heart by our humility. So he just sat at the place where people washed their feet. So immediately Prakashananda came, right? And he came and he folded and he respected the Lord and said that, please come up here, you know? Please come and sit with us. And then Mahaprabhu replied, Prabhu koi ami ahi hina sampradaya toma sabhar sabhaye vasite na yuyaya. The Lord replied, I belong to a lower order of sannyasis, therefore I do not deserve to sit with you. Prakashananda Saraswati, however, caught Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally by the hand and seated him with great respect in the midst of the assembly. So what happened actually, by doing this, Mahaprabhu gave Agyat Sukruti to Prakashananda Saraswati. So unknowingly, Prakashananda Saraswati, he served Mahaprabhu. And that made him qualify to receive the holy name from the Lord. Huh? Prabhupada is saying in the purport that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very tactfully gave Prakashananda Saraswati an opportunity to advance in Agyata Sukruti, so that in the future he might actually become a Vaishnav sannyasi. Prakashananda then said, I understand that your holy name, your name is Krishna Chaitanya. You are disciple of Sri Keshav Bharati and therefore you are glorious. You belong to our Shankar Sampradaya and live in our village, Varanasi. Then why do you not associate with us? Why is that you avoid even seeing us? You are a sannyasi. Why then do you indulge in chanting and dancing, engaging in your Sankirtan movement in the company of fanatics? Meditation and study of the Vedanta are the sole duties of a sannyasi. Why do you abandon these to dance with fanatics? You look as brilliant as if you are Narayan himself. Will you kindly explain the reason that you have adopted the behavior of lower class people? Just imagine, you know, that actually Mahaprabhu exhibited his Brahma Tej, because Mayavadis, they are very much attracted by Brahman effulgence. So Prakashananda could understand that he is a great sannyasi. But he is saying that why are you adopting the behavior of low class people? That means that time, these Mayavadi sannyasis, they thought that chanting and dancing is for low class people, illiterates who cannot study Vedanta. For them this process is there. And then Mahaprabhu replied. What did Mahaprabhu reply? We'll just read about this few verses. Very beautiful section of Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Prabhu kahe suno Shripad ihara karana guru more murka dekhi karila sashan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to Prakashananda Saraswati, my dear sir, kindly hear the reason. My spiritual master considered me a fool and therefore he chastised me. Murkha tumi tomar nahika Vedanta adhikar Krishna mantra japasada e mantra sar. You are a fool, he said. You are not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy and therefore you must always chant the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of all mantras or Vedic hymns. Krishna mantra hoite habe samsara mochan Krishna nama hoite pabe Krishna ra charan. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. Nama vina kalikale nahi ara dharma sarva mantra sar nama e shastra marma. In this age of Kali, there is no religious principles other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all scriptures. Eto boli eko shloka sikhaila more kanthe kari e shloka kariha vichare. After describing the potency of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, my spiritual master taught me another verse, advising me to always keep it within my throat. So which is the verse? This is the verse, Hare Nam. So his spiritual master, Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, told him to always keep this verse in his throat. That means always remember this verse. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Gati Anyata. Actually this verse appears in the Brihat Naradiya Puran. And then Mahaprabhu says, since I received this order from my spiritual master, always chant the holy name. But I thought that by chanting the holy name, I had become bewildered. Because what happened when Mahaprabhu chanted the holy name, he said that I started losing myself and I began to cry, dance and sing like a madman. So therefore he again went to spiritual master and he told, Kiva mantra dila gosai kiva tarabal japite japite mantra karila pagal. He said, my dear lord, what kind of mantra have you given me? I have become mad by chanting this maha mantra. And then when his spiritual master heard this, he smiled and began to speak. He said, it is the nature of Hare Krishna maha mantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. Krishna nama maha mantra eito sabhav ye jape tara Krishna upajaye bhav. So this is the point that the purpose of maha mantra is to develop our love for Krishna, not simply liberation, right? So here Mahaprabhu is saying this famous verse that Krishna mantra, yeah, we just read it now. Krishna mantra hoyte habe sansar mochan, Krishna naam hoyte pabe Krishna rachan. So these two things are very important. One is getting freed from this material existence, and second is attaining the lotus feet of Krishna. So you see, this maha mantra is such a thing that we can begin from the most initial stage of our Krishna consciousness, and right up to the highest stage, the same maha mantra we have to chant, right? So we also begin our process by chanting this maha mantra. And what do the gopis and Srimati Radharani, they chant in Golok Vrindavan? They also chant this maha mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. What is the proof? Because in Krishna book, Prabhupada says this. If you see the Gopi Geet chapter, so Prabhupada says in the end, actually the chapter before that, somewhere in that section, Prabhupada mentions that the gopis, they started chanting maha mantra when Krishna left the rasa dance. So this maha mantra is not something ordinary. It's coming from Golok Vrindavan. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtan. So just see the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Panchatattva, Srila Prabhupada. They have brought the highest thing of Golok Vrindavan to this most fallen material world in the most fallen age of Kali. That is why Mahaprabhu said, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurata Sinama. So we should not, you know, after some time we take things cheaply. We should remind ourselves that this Mahamantra is the highest thing in the entire existence, both in the material and spiritual world. Therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Naam Bina Kishu Nahi Ka Ara Chauda Bhuvana Majhe. Of course, I am speaking, I don't realize this, but I am just speaking for my purification. There is nothing else in these 14 worlds except the holy name of the Lord. That's the only reality. Once in this Lochandas Thakur Chaitanya Mangal, when Mahaprabhu was about to take sannyas, so that night before, he instructed his wife Vishnu Priya Devi. And he told Vishnu Priya Devi that there is only two things real in this world, everything else is false. What are the two things? Holy name and Vaishnav Seva. He says only these two things are reality and everything else is false. So this is a very deep understanding, and gradually we should come to this level that the holy name of the Lord is the only reality in this material world. Everything else is false. Right? So of course Prabhupada has written very beautiful purports to these verses. So he's saying in this verse that there are three stages, Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. So this holy name helps us to establish our relationship with Lord. We just read in the purport that Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a sublime method to revive our relationship with Krishna. And then Abhideya, which is acting upon that relationship. That means when we chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I'll just read a few lines. Prabhupada says, simply addressing the energy of the Supreme Lord as Hare and the Lord Himself as Krishna very soon situates the Lord within the heart of the devotee. That means as soon as we chant Maha Mantra, the Lord becomes situated in the heart of the devotee. By thus addressing Radha and Krishna, one directly engages in His Lordship's service. That means chanting Mahamantra itself is a service to the Lord. A very important point. And sometimes you think, what service can we do? This chanting itself is the greatest service to the Lord. Because we are seating the Lord in our heart, Prabhupada is saying. And by thus addressing Radha and Krishna, one directly engages in the Lordship's service. The essence of all revealed scriptures and all knowledge is present when one addresses the Lord and His energy by the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. For this transcendental vibration can completely liberate a conditioned soul and directly engage him in the service of the Lord. So both the things happens simultaneously. That means we are freed from our anarthas. That is, we are getting rid of this material contamination. What is liberation? Liberation means getting free from all the material contamination. Right? Like Srimad Bhagavatam 1.7.6, Prabhupada is quoting here. Anartho pashamam sakshat bhakti yoga madhokshaje lokasya ajanato vidvams chakre satvata samhitam. That this anarthas, what is the meaning of anarthas? Useless things, superfluous things. So by this process of bhakti yoga, by the process of chanting maha mantra, these anarthas are removed from the heart. And simultaneously our attachment for Krishna increases more and more. So these two things are happening parallelly. We are getting liberated from the material existence and our attraction for Krishna is increasing. We are engaged in Krishna's service. Right? And of course Prabhupada says in this purport that we have to be careful to avoid the 10 offenses. Actually, to make progress in spiritual life is very easy. Right? Prabhupada once says the process is very easy. But because of a complicated mind, we make it complicated. The application is difficult. The process is very simple. All we have to do is chant Mahamantra while avoiding offenses. This is very important. Sometimes we, you know, about me also, we think that I am chanting for so many years, why I am not progressing. So there are many ways in which we can answer this question. But one most important thing is that we are not careful to avoid offenses against chanting holy name. We all know the offenses. So we should carefully avoid the offenses. Particularly, I have seen in my personal thing that offense number one, which is to blaspheme devotees of the Lord, and number seven, that is number to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name of the Lord. These two, and the last one, which is to attach to material things. And these two, three offenses are very difficult to give up. And what is the root of all the offenses? Inattentive chanting. So therefore we must make an effort to chant the holy name of the Lord while avoiding these offenses. And how do we avoid? You know, we can take it in a positive way. That in order to avoid committing offenses, the best is to always respect devotees, to appreciate devotees, right? Always be careful about committing sinful activities and trying, at least making an attempt, you know. See, Krishna is always pleased when we are making an attempt to chant attentively. So we may or may not be able to chant attentively, but at least we should endeavor to chant attentively. In this Ajamil section, in the sixth canto, very in a nice purport, Srila Prabhupada says that why Krishna saved Ajamil. Right? He was not even chanting Krishna's name. He was chanting his son's name. But there are two positive, this one positive thing about Ajamil was that he was not committing naam aparad. So one may think that I have chanted so many names. But the problem is that we are chanting with aparad. Ajamil, he chanted unknowingly, but he didn't commit any offense because he was sinful, but he didn't think that by chanting Mahamantra, I will contract my sins. Is this point clear? What is the seventh offense? Seventh offense is think that I can go on committing sinful activity, but all I have to do is chant Mahamantra, just one Krishna Naam, and all the sinful activities will be over. So this is offense. So Ajamil was doing sinful activities, but he didn't have this mentality. That was one advantage. And therefore, as soon as chanted Krishna's names, Prabhupada mentions there that Krishna saw that, oh, he is chanting my name. I must give protection to him. So this is what? That when we are chanting the holy names of the Lord, it's Krishna himself who is pleased to see us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pleased that, oh, at least he is making an attempt to chant the holy name. At least he is making an attempt to chant attentively. Even if we are not successful in our own endeavor to chant attentively, but Just by making an attempt, we are pleasing Krishna, we are pleasing Mahaprabhu, we are pleasing Srila Prabhupada. And then, by their mercy, we will also get taste for chanting the holy name. Ekaki amara nahi paya bala hari naam sankirtane tumi kripa kari shraddha bindu diya deho krishna naam dhane. So there are beautiful songs like that where we pray to Vaishnava acharyas, we pray to Krishna that by their mercy we may get a drop of taste of holy name, naam ruchi. Because even if we develop little taste for chanting the holy name, then we cannot stop. We cannot refrain ourselves from chanting the holy name. We'll always chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings a beautiful song. Kabe Have Bolo Sedi Namar, Aparade Guchi, Shudha Nama Ruchi. Present? Kabe Have Bolo Sedi Namar, Aparade Guchi. Shudha naam ruchi, kripa bale habe ride sanchar. So we have to wait for that day. When that day will come? Let's just read this one line of this verse. Kabe habe bolo sedin amar, aparad guchi shudha naam ruchi, kripa bale habe ride sanchar. Oh, when that day will come? When that day will be mine? When will you give me your blessings? Erase all my offenses and give my heart a taste for chanting the holy name in purity. So let's all long for that day. Let's yearn for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Krishna, of Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas. By their mercy, one day will come when we'll also get Naam Ruchi. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So any comments, Prabhuji? Please speak something here. Very happy if you can speak a little about the holy name. His Grace Gopal Prabhu, you know, from his realization, something about. Yeah. Make it louder, please. The volume.
It's important to remember that everything you need to know is contained in the holy name. Therefore, it's important.
I think, Prabhuji, they're not able to hear. You can take this.
Prabhu was saying that everything is contained in the holy name, so therefore it's very important to be aware of your chanting, and that's why we have 10 offenses. And so if you want to achieve the highest perfection in life and feel bliss always, very cautiously chant the holy name of the Lord. And that we can all do.
Any other questions, comments? Hare Krishna, thank you.
Hare Krishna. I want to pray you last and then about Bhagavan Bhagavan. This is the power of that Hare Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this thing we shouldn't forget. We say something, we do something, that should be there. Whatever we say, Hare Krishna, we should always say Hare Krishna.